The Trump administration has ordered U.S. embassies around the world to pause scheduling new visa interviews for foreign students. It's understood that U.S. embassies, including Ireland, received a cable from the U.S. State Department instructing them to hold student or exchange visitor visa appointments, such as F, M and J visa programs, until further guidance is issued. Around 5,000 Irish students avail of the J1 visa program every summer. Earlier, our reporter Charlie McGinley spoke to people queuing outside the American embassy in Dublin.
Yeah, when I heard the news last night, I was very concerned because this is my first time doing anything like this, like a J1 visa. And luckily, I've already booked an appointment and everything, so hopefully all will be okay. But it definitely gives an sort of insight into the climate of the country. But hopefully all will be all right.
Obviously, the news last night wasn't great news. Doesn't make the visa application any easier if there's going to be more delays, and it can be very worrying for students going over for J1. I'm happy that mine is in the go-ahead now, and I have my interview this morning. I'm going to New York for 6 months, so I'm happy that I'm not going to be in trouble for it.
Apart from the general news about kind of the social media checks, I don't think there's anything to be worried about.
Are you concerned about the news last night regarding visas?
I am a little bit, but my specific visa doesn't particularly concern students. I'm a visiting researcher, so hopefully it shouldn't be an issue.
And you're going to where?
I'm going to Stanford in California.
But I'm not too worried about the news, even though it was a bit upsetting last night. But my application has already gone through, so I'm not too worried about it.
We had ours pre-booked, so it doesn't really affect us too much. But otherwise, like, one of the lads that I'm going over with, because me and Liam are going to play soccer, I don't think he has his booked yet, so it might be a small bit of a concern for him.
Reactions of visa applicants outside the US Embassy this morning, talking to Charlie McGinley. Let's stay with this story now. I'm joined by our reporter, Jackie Fox. Jackie, what do we know? Why is there a pause in these visa interviews?
So the internal cable was sent by the US State Department last night to all embassies, including, I understand, the US Embassy here in Ireland. In that, US Secretary of State Marco Rubio said that the reason for this pause is to give the department time to carry out a review and issue updated guidance on social media vetting of student and exchange visitor applications. The department said it's going to look at existing operations and processes for screening and vetting of student and exchange visitor applications. And then based on that review, the State Department plans to issue guidance on expanded social media vetting for all such applicants. This will require consular sections to modify their operations, their processes and allocation of resources according to the cable. It doesn't directly spell out what the future social media vetting would screen for, but it does allude to executive orders that are aimed at keeping out terrorists and battling anti-Semitism. Mm-hmm. So if you do have a scheduled appointment, you won't be affected by this pause. But if you are planning to apply today or in the coming days, there will probably be some delays to your visa application process. It may be a slower process, but you're going to have probably hundreds of Irish students affected by this, and teachers and researchers, especially those who might be applying for the new academic year in September.
Any clarity at this stage around what visas are affected?
So we've been told it's the F, M and J visas which are affected. Now, the F visa, people mightn't be too familiar with this one. That allows you to enter the United States as a full-time student at a college, university or other academic institutions. The M visa, that is also a US student visa, but it's for vocational and non-academic programs. Then the J visa is probably the one that we know the best, but J1 visas, they're not just for work and travel during the summer for students. They actually cover a wide range of professional, academic and cultural exchange activities. Teachers, professors and researchers, they all avail of the J visa to teach or conduct research at US schools and universities. And Aonthas na MacLean in Éireann, the Union of Students in Ireland, is advising students who are travelling to the US this summer and may have interviews coming up to take all precautions necessary before travelling. And its president, Chris Clifford, spoke to our reporter, Joe Caulfield, about all of this.
We understand that there's some students out there that may feel concerned about the potential delays in securing their visas. Firstly, we want to reassure that those students who have already scheduled their interviews shouldn't be affected. And the most of you who have already begun the process as well will more than likely see it through. I suppose for those who are applying in the coming days, it's important to be aware that there might be some delays, and we encourage them to remain patient and stay in close contact with their local provider and to keep the conversation going as they progress.
Are you disappointed to hear this news?
Yeah, look, there's a lot of students that are eager to go across on their J1s. Once again, we have to remind them that if they're applying for their visas, the social media, their social media accounts and their travel documentation, to be very truthful and honest when it comes to this, and always protect themselves where they can. But overall, yeah, it's going to be disappointing for some students.
Yeah, Jackie Fox is still with us. We're joined as well by Michael Durley, who's the owner of Say It Travel, one of the companies which organises these student travel visas. I'll come to you, Michael, in just a moment. But Jackie, just to stay with you, why this focus on international students and why now?
Well, we know since Donald Trump took office back in January, there have been a number of immigration-related executive orders that have focused on stricter border policy and those tighter visa vetting procedures. And officials have said, you know, student visa and green card holders are subject to deportation over what they call anti-Semitic views. Now, several hundred protesters, including Harvard University students and professors, only yesterday demonstrated in support of foreign students at the Harvard campus yesterday. They were also protesting the Trump administration's effort to cut funding to the university, which has pushed back on government demands for vast policy changes. Harvard has been accused of discriminatory hiring practices and of failing to protect Jewish students from harassment. The government has already terminated $3 billion of federal research grants for the university and moved last week to revoke its ability to enrol international students. Now, a judge has temporarily blocked that, but still a lot of uncertainty for international students. And if the administration carries out this plan, it could severely slow down those visa applications for students, but it also could hurt many universities who rely heavily on foreign students to boost their financial coffers.
And we don't know how long this pause is for.
We don't know how long this pause is for. It's not really outlined in the cable. However, I think officials are looking at maybe a couple of days or maybe a couple of weeks.
Michael Durley is with us as well, the owner of Say It Travel. Michael, good morning. What do
morning,
you know
Mary.
At this stage? What are your concerns and worries?
Very little concerns. We have practically, and checking with some of the other operators, practically all the students who intend to travel to America are through, and very few are lined up to start their process. So it won't really affect very much of the Irish students this year. Talking to all the students who are in America, quite a few are there already, no problems whatsoever. Everything is easy for them. There's no implications at pre-clearance or anything. So it's all working seamlessly at the moment. There is a thing about the J1. It is a reciprocal program. So will that have any effect on students coming into Ireland? I don't know about the other two, but certainly work and travel is a reciprocal programme. So at the moment, for Irish students, from checking with everybody, it's going to affect very few Irish students who want to go to America this year.
For this year, but of course we don't know. And for students who might be planning to go in the autumn for semesters or for year-long postgraduate studies and so on, which I don't think you're involved with, but as Jackie was saying, it could affect them, and we don't know what comes after this pause. For now, as you say, so far so good. Have any of them reported back to you this whole question about social media now and about checking their social media, their worries? Do you give advice to them in terms of their phones?
Oh, we do indeed. Before they got their final pack and with the final pack, and we're in touch with them every day, the students who are already out there. And it is just advising them, these are the instructions we're giving to you. They're the same instructions as the Department of Foreign Affairs. So it's really just be careful with your phone and your social media for this term in the States, for this summer.
What do you mean
States.
by that, Michael, when you say be careful with your... Are you more specific to the students?
No, just in a broad sense, I think the news is out there for students to understand. If they have history on their mobile phones of some maybe social activity that wouldn't please the American situation, just delete or whatever, and don't start using your phone while you're in America on social media activity that wouldn't comply with American policy worldwide at the minute.
Do you mean participating in... maybe pro-Palestinian marches or protests?
Yeah, or it could be even broader than that. Just stay away from any activity on social media related to that. And even broader than that, just while you're in America, use your social media to enjoy your stay in the States. It's going to be a terrific 4 months, but just be more careful than you might normally have been.
Did you ever have to issue advisories like that in the past?
No, this is the first time. It's been seamless every year so far. It's been seamless. The kids have a great time in America for the 4 months. We've never had to issue. We always do tell them, obviously, about drinking and underage drinking and behavior on the streets. We give that normal advice to them. Nothing on social media, nothing on careful use of your mobile phone.
Were the numbers coming through to you this year down?
No, exact same numbers practically as last year. Mm-hmm. And even when we closed our program, and I know some of the others, we had wait lists for it. I had a meeting yesterday with six representatives from the states in New England. They were over from the US, encouraging people to travel to America for holidays and travel. And we asked them about the J1, how important is it to them? And they all said it's crucial. For the tourist industry, they were just relating to the New England states. Okay. But they said the J1 work and travel, crucial for the summer. They need the J1 students coming in to work in the leisure industry primarily.
All right. Michael Dooley, thank you very much for joining us. Jackie, very briefly, Department of Foreign Affairs advice.
Yes, so they've changed their advice. They changed it last April for all travellers going to the US. It's not just on these student visas. And in that advice, it is advising Irish citizens visiting the US, warning of possible serious consequences for all those who fail to cooperate with border officials or provide inaccurate information. So the ramping up of those vetting procedures is being looked at by the government here, and clearly when they're changing travel advice.
Jackie Fox, thank you very much indeed. It's a minute to nine.